Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is the gorilla in the room. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Just search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also on my website, I have access to a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, and peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool that you can use to solve problems in your marriage. You can take a lot of different problems to this solution tool. So just visit my website to download it. Okay, let's dive in and talk about the gorilla in the room. Well, thank you for trusting me on the topic for today's podcast without knowing exactly where I was going with this. So let's get started. Have you heard about the Harvard University experiment where you are asked to watch a video with six people passing basketballs around? So three of the people are wearing white shirts, and three of the people are wearing black shirts. You are asked to watch them pass the basketballs around and keep a silent count of the number of passes made by the people wearing the white shirts. It is a little bit challenging because there are six people and there are multiple basketballs. There's more than one, and the people are all moving around. So you're really focusing there on seeing where the people in the white shirts are and when they're passing the balls. Now, the video just lasts for less than a minute. It's really quick. And at some point in the video, well, at the end, they ask you, how many times did you count? And they give you the right answer. And then they say, did you see the gorilla? Because during the middle of the video, a man-sized gorilla silently strolls into the middle of the screen, faces the camera, and thumbs his chest, and then he walks off the screen. The gorilla is on the screen for 9 seconds. So the cool phenomenon about this is that half of us do not notice the gorilla because we are focusing so hard on counting the basketball passes between the players in the white shirts. I did not notice the gorilla. That blows my mind. Like, how could you miss a man-sized gorilla walking into the middle of all of the action? But what they do is they play it back for you. And when you watch it a second time, then you notice the gorilla because guess what? You were looking for it, right? First, you were looking for the basketball between the players in the white shirts. And the second time, you're like, I'm going to see the gorilla. So you notice the gorilla. So now you're probably wondering, how on earth does a gorilla apply to my marriage? You guys, it has everything to do with our marriages. It's because what we focus on is what we see. If during that video, we were asked to focus on the people in white shirts, and so we did. And we were so focused that we did not notice a man-sized gorilla walking through the set and thumping his chest. That poor gorilla was begging for our attention, but we did not see him because we were laser-focused on another task. This happens to some of us in marriage. Sometimes we get stuck in a spot where we're focused on the things our husband is doing wrong. We're so focused on the things that he's doing that annoys us or frustrates us that we miss anything good that he might do. It's like, oh, there he goes again. He forgot to take out the trash. Oh, there he goes again, sitting on the couch while I'm folding laundry. Oh, there he goes again, leaving his clothes all over the floor in the bedroom. Do you see how easy it is to notice all the things that our husband does wrong? It's actually easier. It is actually easier. And there's a name for it. It's called the negativity bias. And it because it really is easier to focus on the negative. just the way that our bodies are, the way our minds are, it's because, you know, back when, you know, men were first created, they were looking out for their safety all the time, looking for the negative. But things have changed now. We don't need to constantly be looking out for the negative for our safety, right? So that's kind of our natural bent, but we need to work on looking at the positive. The way I like to think about it, it's like the negative things are just like flashing at you and screaming at you, you know, like really loud, like, he forgot to take out the trash. He left his clothes on the floor. All these things. Ah, so frustrating, right? But then the positive things that your husband does, those go perhaps unnoticed, or maybe they're just more of a whisper. Oh, look, he helped me put the kids to bed tonight. Or maybe you didn't even notice that he helped you put the kids to bed tonight because it was a good thing and it just kind of went by unnoticed, right? This is happening to all of us. So if it's happening to you, know that you're not alone. It's our natural human bent. There's nothing wrong with us that we have this negative reaction first, but the answer is to not stay stuck there, right? The natural answer for us is to focus more on the positive, and it takes work. I want to give you a little bit of inspiration for this today, that it's not just me telling you that we need to work on this. There is some inspiration from the book of all books, you know, the Bible. And this is one of my absolute favorite verses, Philippians 4:8. The Apostle Paul says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Do you see? God is telling us to think about the positive things. Just in case that's not enough for you, I have something more scientific for you, because having inspiration from God is enough for me, but I do really love having scientific proof, you know? And so there is research that has been done for the past 20 years in the field of positive psychology that proves that this approach is effective. Because what we're doing really when we're trying to focus on the positive is taking our attention from something negative and refocusing it to something that we perceive as more positive, right? So then, you know me, I like to get practical. So if we know that the way to get from feeling frustrated to feeling happy about our husbands is to focus on the positive, how do we do that? Especially if we are feeling frustrated right now. If you're in that spot where you're just like frustrated and you feel like your husband can do no right, don't worry. We've got some help for you today. So the first thing that I want us to do is to stop and notice that word, frustrated. I mean, that's how I feel when I'm focusing on the things that my husband is doing wrong. And when we feel frustrated, you know, what are some other feeling words that we might have? Frustrated is one, but maybe, you know, if your husband is making mistakes in your mind, you might feel unloved or you might feel disrespected, right? So when we're in this state of feeling frustrated or unloved or disrespected, we can ask ourselves, is that how I want to feel? Heck no. I do not want to feel unloved or frustrated or disrespected. Okay, how do I want to feel? I want to feel happy and loved and peaceful. So can I feel happy and loved and peaceful if I'm focusing my energy on everything my husband is doing wrong, if I'm allowing that to happen? Probably not, right? So if I want to feel happy, loved, and peaceful, I need to focus on the things my husband is doing right. And I promise you, your husband is doing some things right. Yes, he may be doing this group of things that's driving you crazy, but if you will look, you will see the things he's doing right. And that's the trick, because right now you just can't see it because you're just stuck. You're just stuck focusing on what he's doing wrong. honestly, when I think about it, you know, I feel a little bit bad. It's kind of sad. You know, it's kind of like our husband is the gorilla in the room. He was like silently standing there thumping his chest, but we can't see him because we're so laser focused on the things that he's doing that are wrong. And we're missing the focus of what he's doing right. So let's flip our focus. And here's how you do it. I would like to suggest that you will look for at least one thing to compliment or thank your husband for every day for the next 7 days. So at least one thing, if not two or three, that would be great. At least one thing that you can compliment him on or thank him for every day for the next 7 days. In addition to telling him that you're grateful, I want you to write it down what he did and why this was something you felt thankful for. So for example, if you texted him and said, can you stop at the store on your way home from work and pick up some milk? We just ran out. You could express gratitude that he did that, right? That was nice of him. He answered a call that you needed for help. He saved you a trip to the store, and he's just a good husband and a good guy, and that's why he did it, right? And so that's your why. You know, my husband is helpful, and I really appreciate that. So that's your why. So when I want to tell you this, the research behind this, when research participants did a similar exercise for 1 week, where at bedtime they wrote down three blessings that they received that day, they reported that they felt happier for up to 6 months afterward. You heard me right. One simple week of focusing on the positive helped people feel better for 6 months after that. That's amazing results, right? Only 1 week of work can carry that on for 6 months. So this will work in your marriage as well. So remember, your assignment is to start by finding at least one blessing from your husband a day. If you need to, go slowly, work yourself up to finding three blessings per day, and you are definitely going to notice an improvement in how you feel. And in all of the things you're doing right, that your husband is doing right, you are going to start to see those. And your life is going to take an upturn to feeling happier and more fulfilled. So I know this is easier said than done. So if you would like to work on this with a coach, reach out to me. I have some great tools to help you along in your journey, and I would love to work with you. So thank you so much for listening in. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember, my marriage makeover guide is on my website to help you fix challenges in your marriage. Just head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, to download your copy for free. And don't forget to join the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you. I'll see you next week.